Tim Krekel is a hometown hero. He got into the Louisville Music Hall of Fame on the first ballot. Over the years, he's made forays to Nashville, where his writing propelled songs by Patti Loveless and Crystal Gayle to number one. And he's played lead guitar for Jimmy Buffett's Coral Reefers Band over the years. But mostly, it's a string of bands at home in Louisville that have been his bread and butter. He joins us today live from his hometown with the Tim Krekel Orchestra, here to play some songs from his latest album, Soul Season, and others. I started out by asking him about one of the songs on the new album. It's called Casualties, and I wondered how old it was.
I actually wrote that song in, I think it was year 2000, and we recorded it for the Happy Town record, but thought that the timing was a little off because of 9/11, and just the term casualties just didn't seem like it was playing at that time. But so... So we saved it for this one.
A wise man, a wise man. Well, can you do that one to get things going?
Absolutely. Love to. All right.
Casualties, the opening song on the new Tim Krekel Soul Season album, and our set opener for today as Tim is playing live. And Tim, you better introduce the orchestra to the folks out there.
Okay, and for y'all, way on my left over there, is Michael Webb on the keyboards, and he's the guy that produced the record. And next to him is, because y'all can see it out there. I know you
can. Absolutely.
Yeah. Don Adams on the trombone. In the middle, we got A.J. Holly on the trumpet. On saxophone, Michael Murphy. Michael Mann on guitar. John Mann. Everybody's named Mike on this band, so I got it wrong. But it's John Mann on guitar. Too many Michaels in a row there. Mike Williams on the bass, and Mike Alger on drums.
Sounds great. And you're right, too many mics.
There's a lot of mics.
Indeed. You know, there's kind of a legend that people were telling me about you, and it turns out there's a song about it, too, which is about your backyard, which backs up onto a cemetery, right?
Yeah, Evergreen Cemetery.
So I heard this song when I listened to this album the first time, and I said, well, that can't be true. But then I realized when I heard this that it is true. The song is called Wilson Pickett. What's the story?
2 years ago, Wilson passed away, and I read in the paper that he was going to be buried in Evergreen Cemetery in Louisville, and I didn't know there was any connection at all to Louisville with Wilson Pickett, but it turns out that his mother is buried back there, and he has a lot of sisters and brothers that live right here in Louisville. So on that particular day, I literally our backyard is, you go through the gate and you're in the cemetery, so you can walk back there and you can look across the field and you can see where he is. So I just had to write this song. The song is pretty much what happened that day.
Do you go out and commune with Wilson regularly? Or?
Well, you know what? It's funny. We've had a couple little backyard parties, little sing-alongs, and we've walked over there in the midnight hour. We've waited till midnight and walked. And the one thing about the song that isn't true, he's not buried. He's actually interred in a mausoleum over there. And we've walked over there, and the mausoleum door has been open, and we've gone in there. And to show our respects, believe me.
Yeah.
But I've gone over there during the day, and it's been locked, so I really can't figure it out.
Hmm.
I don't know if he's coming out the midnight hour and opening it up or what. But
Is there a good echo in the mausoleum? Can you, you know?
It sounds beautiful.
Yeah.
We sang this song in there, truth be told.
You know? Yeah. Well, this is called Wilson Pickett, and this is on Soul Season. This is the Tim Krickle Orchestra.
Warm and sunny Saturday afternoon in January. And I was tuned in to the local AM radio station, listening to the University of Louisville Cardinals play basketball. Well, they were up against Rutgers University that day. The things weren't going very well. Sad to say. Well, it felt like it was over, so I just walked away. Out through the back door, to the fence and through the gate. Off across the field, I saw black limousines and cars. Yes, they buried Wilson Pickett in my backyard. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, I am a lucky man. Fortune often smiles on me. And if I have forgotten that, we're believing that I believe. 'Cause I have a place to go when the troubles of life get to be too hard. 'Cause they midnight hour now.
sometime. Yeah. Nine and a half. It just won't do. Gotta pick up your phone and dial 6345789. That's my number. Yeah.
Tim Krekel's playing live for us today on the World Cafe, and that's Wilson Pickett, another one that is on Soul Season, the new album, and working more titles of more Wilson Pickett songs into one song that has ever been done before. When I first became aware of your stuff was with the LNN album, which is LNN being Louisville and Nashville, and you've been spending a lot of time in Nashville doing a lot of writing, but... It seems that Memphis is kind of that whole contingent is has a big effect on what you do as well. Is that accurate?
Oh, absolutely. In the high school bands I played in, we did a lot of the Stax Vote, and Steve Cropper's always been a big hero and influence. And I love the Memphis sound for sure. Probably a little more akin to that musically than I am in Nashville, but Nashville was closer, and that's where the songwriters go, so that's where I went.
And you had a pretty good experience there from to the 80s and 90s, and was it fulfilling to be like the songwriter on songs that are hits for other people, or obviously your career has to come first?
Well, I mean, that's part of my career. It's when you're a musician, I think you have to play to all your strengths just to survive. And I love writing songs, and I learned a lot from being in Nashville, and I still go down there and write with some really great songwriters.
If you look at this new album, you and Marshall Chapman have written some together, and you're still writing with Matresha Berg, who you had some great success with.
Absolutely. And Marty Stewart's on that song, too.
Absolutely. So yeah. some mm-hmm. great people. And I should also, as long as we're dropping names of great songwriters, fans of the World Cafe may well know Tim's tune Come Around, which you and Kim Ritchie did together, too. So,
Yeah. Kim and I still write, too. Have a song on her last record also. So.
Excellent. Well, you want to do one that just you wrote from the new one? Or?
Sure, I would love to. we'll do I Won't Leave You Alone.
All right.
Yeah.
Great. I know it hurts you. Deserted you, left you crying the slum of tears at night. I get the notion that your emotions tell you that you better keep your heart out of sight. That ain't right. Wish I could hold you. I try to show you that a real love's gotta be strong. Can't take another weary step towards love. But take my hand now, we'll walk one more mile. And if you stumble, I will be there to lift you up. I'll pick you up. Don't you worry, one day you wake up. I won't leave you alone. put your faith in me now.
I won't leave you alone. Tim Krekel Orchestra is playing live for us today on the Cafe, and that's another one that kind of jumps off of soul season. Tim, here you are in the daytime, not your normal musician's haunts. Usually wake up about this time? Or
I'm a morning kind of guy, you know.
Is that true?
Actually, it is. Yeah. But I go, when we play late, it's up early and till late at night. You
know? Now I'm curious, as a writer, is there any kind of discipline to that, or how does that work? Would getting up early and going into the writing room be the kind of thing that would work for you?
It would if you do that, yes.
Okay.
which I did quite a while when I was writing for publishers in Nashville. That's, you know, you'd set up appointments and go do it. Now it's all self-discipline, and you know, it comes and it goes, to be quite honest with you. But I wait a little more for the muse these days than maybe I used to.
Tim, thank you so much for hanging out with us today.
Oh, thank you, David. Thanks for having us.
Tim Krekel Orchestra, our guest, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.